Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
Coming to you straight from my studio. That was a rendition of John Leonard doing one of Teddy Pendergrass's old favorites, Wake Up Everybody. Wake Up Everybody is what the message is, because the new generation is going to wake us up. And doesn't he bring it to us live? We're going to be featuring John Lennon for the remaining portion of this month, his outstanding new groove on how he sees the new situation and our problematic world and what we are to do about it, to speak affirmations over our situation, to continue to speak words of encouragement. And that's what you're going to have to do. Take a note from John Lennon as he tells us that we are going to have to make the change and we're going to have to wake up out of this anesthetism. Omi wants to let you know today that we're going to be featuring a special segment for the family. This is for the parents, not for those children to come in the room. We want to speak to you parents about the moods of the music and how it can change your households. Women, you know how they used to say that a woman's mood can change the whole entire family household. If you brought the right kind of music in, mother, and you introduce your young children to the music, they will take your lead. So let them take your lead, and why don't you set the course as to what the norm will be in your house? But just teaching them a variety of venues and new segments of music and not letting them be stuck on stupid all the time saying, I only like hip-hop. Let them be introduced to jazz, to blues, and to salubrious diversity, a variety of reggae, gospel reggae, and secular reggae. Just introduce them to the music and let them pick and choose, even if it's Beethoven or Bach. Give them the violins, give them the instrument, and give them the percussions and the woodwinds. Most of all, give them the music and let the music play on, player, because, see, you're going to be setting the mood, because your children will come in with all kinds of moods. And if they're playing that chaotic music where that music is attacking your neurological system, it can take its toll upon you, mothers, and upon the children. How many times have you seen your children come home from college and they're all rattled and they're all off balance because their nerves are shot, because they've been listening to chaotic music that affects their neurotransmitter, and their neurotransmitter cannot pass over the synapse to take a message across from the right side of the brain to the left side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be bringing you back some new generation music so you can get your norms set in your house to bring about the balancing music so that you can work on mellowing out the behaviors of your children so they don't come in rattled and rattling your cages too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Now listen up to John Lennon's new song, Our Generation. Tell me what you think about this new hit.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do the world with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere.
Is wild. why we're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care, cover this, the love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking you'll find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
John Lennon said, it's our situation. Let's straighten it out. Come on, Chicago, let's straighten it out. Gary, Indiana, let's straighten it out. New Jersey, let's straighten it out. L.A., let's straighten it out. Atlanta, let's straighten it out. Now, if you get the message, ladies and gentlemen, we're going back to a time where this revolution won't be televised. It will be introduced through the airways. As you see the mode of the people, they're frustrated, they're angry, they're upset about the war. Now, what about this deportation? Say it with me, deportation of immigrants. Over 400,000 that has been allocated per year, and funds have already been set aside for that. You got the Hispanics crying out. Should they or should they not be deported? And were they illegal when they came over here? But what happens to the mothers when they get separated and get sent back to their country? What about the Canadians and other aliens that come here? What are we going to do about our situation? We're going to straighten it out. If it's the law, let us abide by and follow the law. It seems to me no one was concerned about the inmates' condition in the prisons, which were maxed out with over 90% or 80% of African Americans. And with the mistreatment still going on, no one cried out, not until they came up with the deportation. Now, there is an online watch to see what is happening with the deportation. Is it legal? Is it fair? Is it righteous? What's your opinion? Why don't you call in and talk about it? Because we're going to straighten it out today. Because families need to talk about it so we can straighten it out. See, we as African Americans have a bone to pick with America because we came over here illegally and were not asked to come over here. But at the same time, this country has been set up for failure because African Americans can claim their rights here, but do they have all rights? And at the same time, with the prison system being maxed out with more minorities than ever before, predominantly African Americans, now there's a cry for help to look at the mistreatment of the holding grounds for the Hispanics that are being deported. Now, these are issues that we need to talk about to straighten out. We don't have all the answers, but Obama is sticking to his regulation. He's sticking to what the board and administration voted on. But at the same time, you have the Hispanic crying out, holding their vote back, and threatening not to vote. What are we going to do, people? How are we going to straighten out this mess that we're in now? Families, why don't you call in? You can dial in at 646-478-0270. We're going to take a moment to go over to our throne of grace, and we're going to lift our hands up, and we're going to do a behavior modification to make changes in our lives and in our world. As we know, the consciousness of how conscious we are will make all the difference when we articulate and express our opinion. We don't want to be talking stupid and off the cuff, but we want to talk on the subject and relevant. We have a population problem, people. There has been regulations put on the book for deportation, over 400,000 that they want per year. How do you do this without breaking up families? How do you do this without deporting mothers who are illegally here? Call in, Hispanics. We want to hear from you today. We want to hear your opinion. This line is being opened for the families today so we can straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. As we step over to the throne of grace, we lift our hands in a position as if we are about to receive. Our hands are lifted, faced up, and we come before the throne of grace and we call on the only supporting advocate that we know that is the closest thing to Oludulamare, and that is our ancestors. They have a vested interest in us, and they are very concerned about what concerns us here on this earth. As we call their names, we're going to call their names out today because we so desperately need Shekez Diop. Will you be a witness today? We so desperately need Harriet Tubman to lead us in the underground movement. We so desperately need Martin Luther King as they unveiled his statue. He needs to know that he's still being reigned as one of our leaders today, but he still needs to move in the spirit. He needs to keep the dream alive. And his sweet wife, Coretta, you need to understand that you have to reconnect with us. This war that we're fighting, we fight two wars, one abroad and one back home. So keep up the V sign, people. This is what Roosevelt told us to do. Keep up the V sign. The V sign represented that the war you fight here at home, we can overcome it. Just like Obama said, we can. And the only way we can fight this war and this revolutionary problem is to address the issues. And if you do not address issues, they won't be fought. So as we stand here, we call on Dr. Ben Yochin to stand in a witness. We call on Dr. Henry Clark to stand in a witness, Dr. Carruthers. And we ask these ancestors to allow us to stand on their shoulders as they come and knit themselves back in the community to offer directions for our lives and for guidance. And Garveyites, we call on Garvey and all the Garveyites that have transitioned to come with their new idea so they can help us keep up the V sign. And as we stand here with our hands open, asking that the ancestors will embark upon our situation and take up arms for us. The war that's being fought today, young men and women are dying on the front line, dying and fighting to keep our country free with the freedoms and the rights that we choose to be inalienable rights. But the rights that we are standing up for, ladies and gentlemen, some of us don't have these rights here in our own country. African Americans, you know, as we sit here and ask for opportunities to be given to us, we are light years behind our time in receiving what's duly ours. And then yet we have another group of people who are Johnny come lately in the community, and they're crying for their rights. Everybody wants their rights. Now, whose country is this? And if we all have rights to this country and there's no illegal aliens, then what was this border work doing? What was it for? What was the purpose of cleaning up the border? We have to help Obama clean the border up. And we have to follow the guideline. Father, let us be ready for this new world and this new earth. There's a change about to come. And the change is about to come in the area that we don't want it the most. When we attempt to make a change to do things right, then somebody cries out and says that their rights have been violated. Father, help us to help Obama so he can stand strong behind the decisions that he makes. And as we stand here, for every household that is represented, that we will know that the revolution will be televised only through the airways, and it will not be on the visual screen so you can see it as we know it. We'll discuss it, and we'll bring forth solutions right here in the Care to Read room. Why don't you join us, ladies and gentlemen? Dial in that number at 646-478-0270. Yes, this is a controversial room, and we're about being controversial so we can bring about changes. We want change here in the new society, in the new world order. We know in the year 2012, the music is going to set the pace, and we're ushering it in. Just as John Lennon told you, our new generation is going to have to make the changes and straighten it out. So just like he recommended to straighten it out, how would you suggest we straighten out this problem, the immigration problem? How do we straighten it out? How do we get the votes for Obama that he needs for the election in November and at the same time please the deportation population of people? How does he do that without offending anyone? Why don't you call in, ladies and gentlemen? Why don't you call in? This is the subject on music, featured music, poets, spoken word artists, as well as narrators. Call in. Recite your poetry. Even if it's controversial, recite it, because I'm about to recite some of my poetry, which is a little bit controversial on war. Nevertheless, it is appropriate for the moment. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we open up these airways so we can straighten things out and address certain problems and issues. And we're not trying to antagonize anyone here today or any one race of people, but we're trying to help Obama with his inauguration to set forth regulations and stand behind them so that we have a safe country and we don't have people coming in through the borders who are bringing criminal behavior with them. You can't stay in this country and be a criminal, let alone bring in criminal activity. So those people who have committed crimes, I am all for those people being deported. What my biggest question is how do we handle the mothers that have to be separated from their children? How do we handle that if they're illegally in this country? What do you think? Call in, ladies and gentlemen, if you have an opinion and you would like to express that opinion, we would like to invite you to bring your opinion to us. I'm going to read one that's really appropriate. It's called Lying Faces Tell Lies, written by myself on the Inca. Lying faces, they tell lies, they tell lies. They never stop to apologize. While looking you straight in the eyes, they continue to revise, sowing words of deception while never stopping for correction. Why they need to take a look at their reflection, just to see what they have become. Lying faces, they tell lies, they tell lies. They smile in your face and don't realize that it's a disgrace among the human race. They tell lies to themselves and others too. They lie to their mothers and you too. Like the Pharaoh of Egypt once lied to the Israelites and the Canaanites. Like Delilah lying to Samson one night. These lying faces, they tell lies, they tell lies. Like the congressmen, they tell lies to the people just trying to repeat a sequel. Lying faces, they tell lies, they tell lies. Lying faces, they tell lies. The next one is entitled Power in the Word. So you couldn't deal with the intellectual queen. Didn't mean you had to resort to using your schemes. Threatened my very existence. Didn't you know that I would be in resistance? You hijacked my job. Worked a deal with the mob. Now I'm barely staying alive. Doing everything to survive. Your operation doesn't seem real legit. Why, you ought to quit. But there's power in the word, which is what I've heard. Power in the word. There are nearly over 50 powerful words in the universe. Would you like for me to chant you a verse of the powerful words that I've rehearsed? Let me let you in on a little tip. I'm the real master of this ship. I will determine the level of state that I enter into this debate. For it's not my real essential nature to use my force to hate you. But if it's what it will take to debate you, I'll start by making my words sweet today. To avoid from having to go astray. I live neither expecting gain nor pleasure, while you can't even begin to measure the real source of my treasure, status or fame. I aim to clear my name, for I'm the real boss, and I intend to obtain all my loss. For God holds my fate. That's what you really hate. There's power in the word, which is what I've heard. There's power in the word. I'll sow words of faith, for I know that it's by God's grace that he will redeem me from this fate. To end this debate, I will now leave you in a state, for it's been hard to relate. I'll sing you a line or two, And if that doesn't do, then I'll send the word straight to you. There's power in the word. There's power in the word, which is what I've heard, that there's power in the word. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is also apropos the one I'd like to read to you. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see the Statue of Liberty waving her hand at me? America, the beautiful, she once used to be, while shedding her light, even so bright, even through dawn's early light. Now my future doesn't look so bright. Oh, say, can you see the Statue of Liberty waving her hand at me, with her now opening doors where they once were closed and rearranging the positions we hold. Now with the people free, they can get up, off their knees to stand equal beside every man and woman with pride. Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? You said education was the key, and that you wanted all men to be free. After receiving the higher knowledge, now that I've obtained the college, affirmative action would now be abolished. Is there no place here for me? Left here in society. Oh, say, can you see? The Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? While looking back in retrospective, it seems that you have now neglected for a chance to wave in my direction, or maybe even to glance at my reflection, to see the mere mark you've left in deception. Is this one soul that will never be saved? All because you forgot to wave. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see? Ladies and gentlemen, this book is available to you online under lulu.com. We are now switching it over to MySpace, and you will be able to purchase the download of the manuscript or the CD or the actual book. This one is entitled A Real Soldier, and this was dedicated to the soldiers over in the Hanau BSB 414. In my effort to cry out for them and the situations that not only the military people were going through, but the civilians as well. I didn't come here to put on your gear, to align myself with soldiers standing in fear. I'm not just rapping. I'm real sincere. For this time was reserved for those who could persevere. You've got a real soldier. I thought it, I told you. You got a real soldier. And that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you impostor. This was for all you detailed characters in disguise. No longer will you be able to reprise. Didn't come here to win your medal prize. I'm on a mission. That's what you really despise. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier. And that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you impostor. I took a job on tour overseas to only discover that my and I now would be up under siege. I'm behind enemy lines. I'm fighting in a war that's not even mine. I aim to stand my ground like the Board of Education versus Brown. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier and that no weapon formed against me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you impostor. So it was your plan to inseminate, false evidence to incriminate, only led you to discriminate. Was it the scholar in me that caused you to hate, forcing you to enter into this fatal debate? Did you actually think that you could succeed to execute your own laws that you wouldn't even heed? You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you impostor. While looking back in retrospective, you never should have challenged the queen of intellectual. Why, didn't you know that I was sent here from the green light of the benevolence? I'm battling you right here in your own land in the Netherlands. Why, the very cries of the people, they summons me here. God Almighty, a mighty warrior, void of all fear. Why, my very words are charged with energy, and I order not to return unto me void, but to accomplish that which is intended. And to your very ways you have amended. I'm a soldier. I thought I had told you that I'm a soldier, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you impostor. Refuse to take your brand. Instead, I took a stand. Now watch me enter into a divine man. Attempt a cultural genocide. I wonder, will the courts override, or will this be a case for the media to decide? Wait. Hold up. Didn't I tell you? I was a born strategician. While you're dealing with one of the baddest practitioner. While I was born under the sign of fire, I entered this world with water surrounding me, having the whole host of heaven on my side. Therefore, I will not be reprised. I will not be reprised. You see, I was born in the year of Maya, which embodies the doctrine and divinity of law and order. I weigh your heart against the double halls of truth. And just as a rule of standard, I'll measure your deeds against the cubit too. Then I'll throw the papyrus scepter book at you. By now, you should know who I am. I'm a real soldier. I thought I had told you that I'm a real soldier. So lay down your arms, you imposter. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite you to read your poetry, and if you have something that you've written lately that you would like to read that is appropriate for this occasion, we're talking about straightening out the situation in our community. We have a vast amount of problems, and in all areas of the city and the community, things have reached a boiling point. People are in a disarray about employment. Teachers are upset about unions. The labor men are truly upset about the arbitration and how due process is handled. Then you have the Hispanics, who have reached an all-time boiling point of the Deportment Acts and the regulations that are being reinforced. So people are very, very disarrayed and upset about many things. How do we straighten it out? Obama's just one person. We can't ask him to do all things that his administration, the boards will have to do. We have to understand that he has support system, and those support system who vote and bring bills into an act have to function in an appropriate way, so that when we do get bills passed, we don't just put it all off on Obama. As I said, he's only been one person. But we have problems that are hitting up us from the school system, from privatization, all the way to dismissing teachers off their job and takeover, hostile takeovers by privatization, and not to mention that the escalating cost of health care and Medicare phasing out. There are so many problems. Everything has reached a boiling point. If we would like to look at the situation and say, usually when something is phasing out, it hits rock bottom and there's a collapsing. And all systems have a red sign due to collapse. And that's usually how it is when a new system is coming into place. And ladies and gentlemen, we might as well just let go of some things that are never going to be the same anymore, and we're going to have to let them make its full circle and transition in order to usher in new procedures and new policies and regulation. Get ready for it, people, because it's going to come. And our children are calling for it. The cries for help from the music is calling for it. Even in John Lennon's music, it is made. He's made a 235-degree change in his style of music. He is even calling for it, even in his intellectual ability to sing jazz. He's calling for it. Children are calling for it in their rap. Some are even waking up in their sleep calling for it, and some of them are losing sleep and can't find rest because of the problem. So So we're at an all-time high with issues. During that time, ladies and gentlemen, we're not only to pray, we're to fast. And we are also to sit and meditate and hear from God. How many of you are chanting? How many of you are using your heckas and your powerful words and sitting and hearing and getting a word from God? Most of us are too busy talking about the problem, but then there's those that are now marching down on Wall Street, and they're marching and marching, and there's marches being produced in order to bring about change. But I do believe a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. It's got to come because there's too many collapsing systems, and that means that we have to give up the old in order to pour new wine in a new vessel. We have to dispose of the old and transition and bring on the new. Don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to make sure your consciousness is ready. You've got to be on a higher consciousness, a higher plane. Be careful of what you're thinking. Your words are ammunition. Be careful of what you're thinking against other people. Your words are very powerful. And understand that we have a choice to make a decision. With the way we think and our new consciousness, we can open up our minds to receive new thought and new information to bring about a new system, so that when we bring in the system, it is justice for all. Not just for one race of people, but justice for all. But right now, it seems to be that there are so many races of people that are being preyed upon and that are being used for the ram and the bush, and they're the scapegoat. But in the new system, that won't exist anymore. It's been over 400 years now, people, and Joseph is getting ready to get over the grain house, if you know what I mean. I'm speaking in parables right now. You remember Joseph was the one they threw in the well, and they turned their backs and thought Joseph would never amount to anything? They thought that his coat was so valuable, they stole his coat, and they threw him in the well and walked away. Well, Joseph got over the grain house. And when Joseph got over the grain house, his brothers didn't even know him. They didn't recognize him in his royalty. See, he had such gifts that the king brought him up front and asked him to give an interpretation of a dream. Joseph's strengths in his spiritual conscious matter stayed sharpened. So he was ready for the king when he asked him to interpret the dream. My question, will you be ready for the king when you're asked to give a solution to straightening out this problem? See, Joseph was so ready that when he gave the interpretation, the king honored him and gave him a royal position of authority. And even during the 7 years of famine that he predicted, his family had a chance to walk by his palace, and he discovered his brothers. Unbeknown to his brothers, he noticed them, and he showed them favor. And he called them in the room, each and every one of them, and he loved on them. But he didn't tell them who he was, and he gave them gifts. But the youngest brother he wanted to spend the most time with, to let him know, I've gotten over the grain house, brother. I have authority. I'm a man that I can say, soldiers come and soldiers go, and I can give the orders. I'm over the grain house. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get over the grain house too. And it's our time now, America. It's been over 400 and some odd years that's coming up on us from being out of slavery. It's our time now. And remember, in the end, it says we win in the chapter of Revelation. And it also says, not only do we win, that the first shall be the last and the last shall be the first. So as Joseph got over the grain house, position yourself so you can get over the grain house and you can straighten it out. You can work things out and make that change, because hard times is upon us now. I'm not going to tell you that there isn't. There's gnashing of teeth. People have no jobs, have no income, have no families. Families are walking away from each other. Mothers are turning against daughters, and daughters against mothers, and fathers against sons, and wives against husbands. These are the hard times now. My question is, how are we going to straighten it out? Let's listen to John Lennon as he gives a solution about the hard times.
Yeah.
Hell, Floyd. Yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door.